Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're off.
Yeah, we're still going.
It's been like 13 days into the new year.
Yeah. We made it through.
What a year,
huh? We haven't missed a beat.
We haven't.
We went through Christmas.
New Year's.
New Year's. Bonus episode
Birthdays.
On Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday. The most stressful week of my entire adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here.
But we're here now.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah, some vocals, harmonies.
Yeah.
Show the girls what they should have did.
Should we try another one?
Yeah, we can do it again.
Another episode of
Legends Only.
Girl, find the note. Find the note.
That was Senorita.
I love it when you call me Legends Only.
Yeah, we're going to trash that.
Yeah, scrap that, edit it out, even though I don't feel like editing today.
Nope, it's staying in.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome
to another week.
What a week it's been
week
for you.
Two.
Well, for me too.
Of 2020.
Yeah.
Brad's a year older.
I'm a year older, none the wiser.
After this week, I'm 5 years older.
You are. In a good way.
I feel like I look pretty decent for surviving this week.
Skinny and mature.
Skinny, clear skin.
Yeah.
You know, I lost another pound.
Clear skin, clear eyes, lost another pound, full heart. Can't lose.
Yeah. Full heart, empty stomach.
Yeah, so you started officially your new job
at
the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how's it been going?
I kind of did that this week.
You really did.
I really feel like I did, and I don't really say that. Well, sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday was a crapshoot because it was orientation. So that was like the whole,
it's
you
what
know,
we all do when like we start a job generally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like the whole orientation. So my first day was Tuesday. I was thrown into, I would say, the most complicated, biggest social shoot that I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm. Right off the job.
Bigger than Mariah Carey, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I think that's, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On my third day, and also to do one on my fourth day, and they happened, and I did that, and I got very good feedback yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was my last day of the week, and I received very positive feedback on how I did.
Right.
And yeah.
I think it's going swimmingly.
Mm-hmm.
From afar,
that's
from the stories you tell me.
Story.
I think it's going great.
Yes.
You've been thrown right into it. Just
literally
full steam
thrown in to
the most prestigious Tonight Show of all the Tonight Shows,
mm-hmm.
of all the late night shows,
like actually legendary and iconic,
actually Legends Only late night TV. And I think you're gonna kill it. You are killing it.
Yep.
And
one week
lots
down.
Of content to come from you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once we get ahead and like the flow gets even better. Get ready, girls.
This is just your first week. You're just getting into the groove and, you know, learning your schedule and all of that.
And if week two goes as swimmingly as week one, I'm very excited because there's some legends involved and I've got some pitches and, you know, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yes. So
very exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. While you were doing that, I was out partying with Dua Lipa. So.
Oh, this is also, just so everyone knows, this is the second time that Brad and I have spoken in probably 7 days.
That's actually true.
Because I was not texting anyone.
No, you weren't.
I was not on Instagram, my like personal Instagram. I was barely on Twitter.
Yeah. Which is scary.
Yeah. I was basically just stepping on the scale and at work. And yeah. So...
Welcome back to Earth. Yeah, how are you?
So good to see you. Happy birthday Danielle. Again.
Thank you.
Danielle quit Housewives. Did you
see
that?
I know. It kind of felt like you left and she was like, I'm good too.
Yeah. Like actually though.
It did.
Oh my God. Her, I saw all the clips, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was kind of screaming.
Yeah, it was a pretty legendary goodbye.
Yeah.
I am never to return. Mm-hmm. You know what? She did what she had to do, then went away, and then came back to do more of what she should have did. And she's made an indelible mark on the franchise. That's for sure.
She truly has.
The most legendary villain of reality TV in a long time. I mean, she's up there. She's plenty,
up there.
But, yeah.
She is the villain of New Jersey.
For sure.
And we stand.
We have to stand. We have no choice.
I can't wait for her announcement that she's coming back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's totally going to come back as Beverly.
Oh my God. What was the line that Margaret said at that one reunion where she was like, you'll always be Beverly or something iconic.
So true.
Yeah. God. So, you know, just new changes everywhere.
Everywhere. Everything's shifting. The new moon, new energy.
Oh yeah. I missed the new moon.
Right. I think it was on Friday night.
I was so literally so busy. I didn't even check in with my crystals.
It's fine. They're manifesting without you.
They really are. I didn't even get to leave them on my windowsill.
That's fine.
God damn it.
It's fine. You were busy being very busy.
Yeah, well, it worked out, so.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, I held down the fort by just having a good time.
We like to have fun.
We like to have fun. Yeah.
And promoting the episode last week because I didn't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, thank
True.
You for that.
Yeah, I did put out a tweet.
I was like, oh, shit. What day is it? I literally on Monday at the end of the day, it was like 10:30 p.m.
Yep.
And I wrote Brad and I was like, did we even put out an episode this morning? And he's like, yes, we did. I was like, oh.
Signs that you're doing mentally very well.
Yeah. So what else happened this week in the legend verse?
I feel like everyone's starting to get back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. There was a big announcement. Obviously, everyone's talking about it. And that is, of course, Mandy Moore is doing a month-long residency in L.A. Madam X tour is shaking.
The Madam M tour.
The Madam Moore tour.
Ooh.
Yes.
Madam Moore.
You want more? She'll give you more. And obviously, surprising to no one, this is what's finally convinced me after 6 years to go back to LA. I am figuring it out. I'm going to go one of the weekends. She's doing it, like, I think 5 times in a row. I think she's calling it, like, Mandy Moore and Friends. So who knows who else will join her on stage. And, you know, I'm hoping, at bare minimum, I'm hoping for Candy. She better.
I mean, she needs to.
She better.
I would want in my pocket.
Absolutely.
Justice for In My Pocket, underrated, you know, pop jam.
We don't know how, it's been a while and she might have a better perspective on her old hits and she might jazz them up a little. That's like high hopes, but you know, if it's all the new stuff, that's good too. I'm there for that. But like a Walk Me Home or a Walk to Remember moment.
Oh my God, so good.
We're going to see how she feels about her back catalog. But obviously that was enough for me to book a flight and we're going to figure that out. But yeah, so I'm going back to LA.
Does she sing Cry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bob,
oh, yeah.
I would want that too.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like she's got a better sense of humor about her so-called cheesy past.
Well, cheesy to some, not cheesy to some. Legendary to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. But I think she went through, I feel like she was one of the most prominent pop girls of that time who disregarded that whole era. They were like, I think she was on the radio saying, you know, like, bring me back copies of the first three albums, I'll burn them, or like, I'll give you a refund for them. I think she said, like, she really went off when she went on her folk journey. And I think now she can probably have a better appreciation for it.
Right.
That's my greatest.
Because everyone was kind of trying to be Britney.
Yes.
So I could see.
Oh yeah.
How maybe
it didn't
to
represent
me, it's
her.
Legendary and iconic.
Yeah.
But to other artists, I could see them being like not wanting to.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think she can hopefully appreciate those pop songs for what they are, which is great pop songs, mm-hmm. and not feel like that didn't represent me, therefore. Like, you still sang those songs, and that means a lot to a lot of people still.
And we still sing them
and
now.
And we still sing them now. So I'm, you know, fingers crossed that she has a better outlook on them over two decades, I guess, later.
20 years.
Jesus. 20 years or more coming soon.
20 years of Mandy.
So, yeah, I'll be taking a trip to my heart over to L.A. Sweet Dreams, my LAX.
Wow, Momo's take Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. To see what...
I've had fame. Some...
every time I've gone there, there's been a story. First and last edible, making out in a backstage once during Alexis Jordan performing Happiness.
Wait, what? You saw Alexis Jordan perform Happiness?
You know...
When?
It was like 2010. A lot of things happened in my life.
That used to be... Do you remember Bartini here in New York?
Bartini, okay. Alexis Jordan, Happiness.
Yes, all straights.
But also Starships.
Straights, this is not for you.
Right.
To the gays of New York that are old like us, Bartini would always play Happiness by Alexis Jordan.
They kept it going years later. It would always
years
be on
later.
The playlist.
Always.
I just associate Bartini with Happiness and like the EDM bangers from Nicki. So like Starships or Whip It always mm-hmm. was there.
Iconic.
A better
legendary.
Time. A better time.
It's not really that way anymore.
No, not the same.
Used to be a pretty cool twink. Anyway.
Anyway.
So that's happening. Mumu's Takes LA mm-hmm. coming soon. Basically Jonas LA, but Mumu's LA.
Right.
Coming soon. And also in music news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess we should have said this first, but like whatever.
Yeah, what did you work on this week?
Karol G,
Queen
who Mumu's is a stan.
Yes, we stan Colombian reggaeton legend.
Yeah. And so I got to work on stuff for her yesterday that I helped happen. Go look at her Instagram. You might see some familiar faces. Yeah. And she performed her new song.
Tusa.
Now, okay, I'm not saying this to be shady, but I just didn't know the song.
Right. It wouldn't be on your radar.
Okay. No. But also, I have not listened to music in 5 days.
Certainly not music, like new music.
No.
Yeah.
I think I listened to like one song.
Oh.
Like three times
yeah.
the entire week.
Yeah.
I didn't even have headphones at my desk yet because I was like, no.
Right.
So don't drag me. I heard it when she performed it and it was stuck in my head all night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the video and I was like, okay, bop.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I love it. And you got to see her. Did you get to see it? You
yeah.
like watched it go down? Yeah, her late night TV debut, which is a special thing. Not everyone has that. And you might see the beginning of history. Who knows where she goes next?
Right? Like that might be her Britney Maltor era.
Honestly.
You know?
You're going to see so many of those, though. Like you'll be like, obviously, Billie's already, but you would have seen like the Billie first perform. Like you're going to see all these special things.
Yeah.
Like rising legends only.
Mm hmm.
That's going to be very exciting.
Bobby Legends. Our new spinoff.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly. Ones to watch.
BB Legends.
Oh, that's really exciting.
It's like Little Legends and League of Legends. Like those little pets.
Those little Bobbies.
For all the gamers
yeah.
out there, you'll get it.
Yeah, add us on... actually, don't. You don't want to see me play.
yeah, Mumu's is still learning.
2 years later.
4 years later. Isn't it like three, 4 years?
You know what? I just, it's a stress relief. It's not necessarily a strategy for me. I don't.
My little legend in the game is that little pig.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute. It's like a little pig with a star.
Ugh.
That is nothing. Well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Little,
anyway.
Little legend.
Little Legends, Bobby Legends, Carol G.
Back to big legends.
Oh, yeah. Just boomerang around.
Right.
Are we going to the next bullet?
Yeah.
You're just going to have to bear with us, everyone, today, because this was scrapped together fairly quickly. I woke up and I was like, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Speaking of Saturday, have you seen that TikTok of... shit, I meant to post it today because it was Saturday. Fuck.
Oh, no.
It's the drunk gay that's like, the guy's like, what's Sunday for? And you're like, Saturday.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a classic. Wait, that's a classic.
Hey, Phil, what are Saturdays for?
Sunday, Saturday, fun day.
No, no, what else are they for?
Saturday.
They're, what, Saturdays are for the...
Saturday.
No.
God damn it, Saturday. For the Bulls.
No, the boys. Yes.
The boys. They are.
What are Saturdays for, Phil?
The hot guys, actually.
Hot boys.
Sunday, Funday, Saturday. Yeah.
But basically, that's how I feel today.
Yeah.
On no sleep.
You're very him.
I'm like, Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday, Funday, Saturday. Yeah, so we just kind of threw this episode together. So
we did.
Please do not judge.
Bear with us.
You know, this is just a place for legends, okay? And I know we normally give you quality, but... And speaking of, there was no segue there at all. But...
Speaking of routines, somebody who routinely slays the runway...
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. And it popped in my feed.
Yep. Yep.
Like an hour ago.
Yep.
The legend herself, Hustlers icon, snubbed at the Golden Globes.
Snubbed.
It was the Golden Globes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Snubbed.
But immediately went back to go start rehearsing for a very legendary performance next month at the Super Bowl.
Isn't that in like 2 weeks?
Yeah. It's so soon.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah.
Side note on that. Speaking of scheduling, I have an idea for that.
Okay.
That we need to schedule.
Okay.
For the girls.
Oh.
Because I think we should record a reaction to it after it happens.
Definitely.
For the Monday after.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have to figure that out.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah. Note to all of you.
And future
and ourselves.
Holding ourselves accountable. 2020.
Figure that out.
Yep.
Yeah.
But J-Lo, in keeping with a trend that has gone past... What, 20 years and counting? I don't even know. No, it was longer.
This is basically 20 years of recapping all legends.
Yes. Yes, it actually is. She finally revealed that she is the face of Versace Spring Summer 2020. And she posted four pictures from the campaign. She kicked off, obviously, with the print that we've now seen 5 million times, the jungle print. But now it was sort of like in a sleek suit silhouette.
It's a good pattern.
It's a good pattern. I mean, I worry that she maybe is like hammering it to death.
No.
But it's still like, if you've got a thing, you've got a thing. And that's her thing.
Because Versace is like that. They have prints and patterns that
are
iconic to Versace.
Right.
So it's like, why not take it, update it, own it?
At least it's updated for 2020. We love to see it. She looks great as always. My favorite is this red number that she's got a like keyboard projected against her. It's very futuristic. Maybe it's a reference to The Cell, her 2000 thriller that was very, very under. Well, I don't know if anyone saw it, but the visuals were crazy.
I don't watch movies, so don't drag me.
Okay. We're going to say that this was a 20-year homage to The Cell.
It could be.
It could be.
Or her futuristic music video.
Yes.
For, if you had my loving, and they're like all in those rooms, mm-hmm. like the, yeah,
absolutely. It could be, you know, I mean, I guess I have a feeling that Versace will be involved in the Super Bowl too, probably making her looks, at least some of them.
I mean, I'm here for it.
We're probably going to get like some sort of epic update to the dress at some point during it, I would guess. I don't know.
We already got that though. I don't think she'll do that.
It would be like the fifth time she's done that in the past year. But
it would make a very good backdrop, the pattern.
Yeah. It's going to be referenced somehow. The only thing I really want is, it has to be Waiting for Tonight at some point. It has to, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I want green lasers. Like, please, do the music video green lasers. in some way. That's all I ask for.
I'll email the props team.
Please do. Yeah, please. I would love that. And Louboutins, but you know, that's now we're getting into nitty gritty.
And Hypnotico.
And Hypnotico. Can you imagine she rises to the stage? Hypnotico.
Okay, I would freak out.
I absolutely would.
Because that is actually a Bob.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I was just thinking? Mm. Can anyone else pull off that green outfit? Like, if they sell that as a piece, wouldn't everyone just be like, you're trying to be J-Lo?
Yeah, and the few times, like, I think it's like a little known fact, Jerry Halliwell Horner wore it like a few months before her, and it was like no one care. Unfortunately, it's just synonymous with her. It's just that dress is her. Yeah, nobody else can wear it because you'll be like, okay, cosplay. She owns that look.
Well, good for her because you know, no one wears things that are legendary anymore.
That's true.
Everything is just a fleeting
Fashion Nova
moment. Like, yes. Honestly, when's the last time someone's had like a iconic?
I feel like Ariana's silhouette is iconic to her. Ponytail. Oh, yes, and
the
high
ponytail.
Boots.
Mm-hmm. But the Joanne like, hat. Okay, so I take back hat. Everything I said.
There are certain iconic symbols, I guess, of the artists lately, I would say.
Branding.
Branding, for sure, branding. I guess Billie just baggy everything is kind of very her deal for now, anyway. Mm-hmm. So. But we'll see. Yeah, so congratulations, J-Lo, on your latest fashion venture.
See you soon.
See you soon at the Super Bowl, where we're all excited to see the big game.
What time is it at?
Oh, God.
Is it daytime, nighttime?
It's like a daytime that goes into nighttime every year, I feel like.
Right. Hopefully she's not performing in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Beyonce had to do that?
Yeah, like stark.
And Coldplay. It just, you and can't Bruno, see anything.
Bruno truly exposing himself to be a short king at 5'5 like me. He like came out and everyone dwarfs him and I was like, I get it.
Yeah. But like, it just didn't work.
You need
lights.
Especially that performance needed some drama because it was like,
yeah.
The only thing that was pretty cool was the very tight close-up of Beyonce.
With the lights.
And then she had her like legendary almost fall, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, not today, but it would have been way better in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to see also how they play, because it is half and half. It is Shakira too. And they've said nothing about what Shakira's doing. Like, I don't even understand exactly how they plan to split it. They didn't release a song. I thought they would by now. It would be cool if she did Can't Remember to Forget You with J-Lo, I suppose. Because Rihanna certainly, she's made it clear she's not doing NFL. She's like taking
a stand. Oh yeah, no, she's not.
So,
there's no way.
Shakira, as far as like,
they could also incorporate Pitbull.
Pitbull will definitely be there.
He's as like a
flying
segue.
In on a helicopter.
Oh my God. I used to be such a Pitbull stan.
I mean, I do kind of stan. And I've also, he's one of the ones that I've heard nothing but wonderful things about behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. That he's so gracious and so nice to work with.
My early 20s in Jersey, dancing to Hotel Room Service. Oh my God.
Somebody
iconic.
Told me that he operates by having, he had like, an old school beeper, like an 80s beeper, and people
I don't blame him. Who wants to be emailed and texted and notified about everything all the time?
Not me. So,
imagine being so iconic and legendary that you can just be like, I'm only carrying a pager with me.
Yeah.
That's that. If you need to get in touch with me, send a carrier pigeon. Don't bother me ever.
Honestly,
like, that's kind of incredible.
It is. I would be shocked if he was not involved. So he's going to be there. I don't
Castles
know.
Castles in the Sand.
Castles. Ian Van Dahl is going to be there.
Isn't that with Kelly Rowland?
I thought Castles in the Sky, Ian Van Dahl, the legendary trance track from the 2000s.
Oh, that is also a bop.
Yeah.
But he has a song with Kelly Rowland.
He does.
That is a bop.
She might just drop by. She's at plenty of these lately. Plenty Super Bowls.
Oh my God.
Surprise
so
performance.
Good.
Yeah, I'm just really interested to see how they trade off because they have no interaction really on songs. So
also his version of the Macarena is a bop.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot they brought that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have definitely shaken my tits to Pitbull's version of the Macarena.
I mean,
shamelessly.
Timeless, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that they'll do like a whole Pitbull J-Lo section, like on the floor and dance again. Just like, all of it, because that era of like the 2010s was like J-Lo Pitbull. I feel like Shakira, for American audiences, I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
I feel like they don't know much. The other part of it is I really feel like they're taking a stand and they're going to make it Latin culture and make it be their thing. So it could be like they won't try to appeal. Very Spanish, in fact. They could.
Spanish and a baby.
Spanish and a baby. Selena Gomez comes up.
That's a reference for Britney fans
right.
that are
we'll
still here.
We'll have to insert right here.
I really like Selena Gomez's album, Revival. I was really inspired by that. I thought it was very clever and it was very smooth. And she's Spanish and she's a baby. So I was really inspired by her work. And I think as women, it's cool to like look up to other women and to like, I mean, she's younger than me, but still I was like, wow, this is like really good stuff. Cool. Yeah. It was very cool. So I was definitely inspired by her stuff.
You know, because she's Spanish and a baby.
She's Spanish and she's a baby.
And very timely for this episode, actually.
It is. We'll be talking about Spanish and a baby very soon.
We can actually talk about the person who said it because I believe she... We have some news about her art.
Oh, yes. We do have some news in about the legendary Miss Britney Spears.
Yes.
You know, the girls have been wondering, you know, what our thoughts are lately on Miss Britney, and she's been making some news.
Right.
And also, she's back on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking a, what print was that? Bikini? Was it like snakeskin
or
something?
It was like snakeskin.
It was new.
It was new.
We haven't seen that before.
Mm-hmm. She's ready for spring.
I mean, it's spring here in New York right now.
It is right now.
So same.
Seasons are shifting.
Yeah. What are seasons anymore?
Exactly. Ahead of her time, she knows it's spring already.
Right. Yeah. So there is a Britney. Okay. So I don't really. Let me read this first.
Okay.
So there was a gallery in France. You want to party in France? That says, we're thrilled to announce that we will be opening Britney Spears' first solo show in a contemporary art gallery on Saturday, the 18th of January, 2020, from 6 to 9 p.m. They also used the hashtag artsy fartsy.
They did.
So, like, legends
only.
They
get the reference.
They're Britney podcast listeners. I don't really know what this means.
I don't. They displayed the actual flower painting that she did that was auctioned off.
Yes. So how do they get it?
I don't know if they even have it. The next thing they show is they show an Instagram caption of hers from 2017. They've like framed that. It's just like the quote, sometimes you just gotta play.
Yeah, this looks like an invite or something.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that it will be a sweet homage to whatever they're planning to display.
Right, like a novelty gallery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
I really don't think she's involved in it. We'll have to wait and see. It's opening this month, so
yeah,
maybe there'll be some nice pictures
if you're
from Simpa
partying in France. Mm-hmm. Swing by and let us know.
Yeah,
tweet us,
let us know what
take
it looks
pictures
like
of the inside and show us all their photos. I
yeah
guess
there's a lot of Britney art happening right now. There's the mural that she uploaded herself.
Yeah What are our thoughts? Should we be honest? Should we,
you know what, I'm happy for all the fans who are happy about this. That's kind of the way I can say it. For me, this is not something I'm interested in, but I also don't feel like I need to like make sure that it's a bad time for them or like
make sure
that people, like if this experience is fun for
fans. We
don't
fans, need to rain on an
no,
parade.
No, it's not for me. It's not. coming soon. I hope people have fun. I hope it really is cool inside. I don't want it to fail or anything. I don't wish ill of it. I'm just like, for me personally as a fan right now, if anyone couldn't tell, I've backed off completely. I watch from afar, hope she's doing well. I, you know, send her love when she posts things on Instagram. But me personally, I don't really want to invest in anything right now. I'm not really trying to. I mean, I did get those vinyls because I'm going to get those vinyls. Like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. But it just doesn't feel right for me.
Same. To me, it just looks like a giant pink Kmart.
Yep. That
which
too.
I
think it actually
someone
might have been.
Someone let me know that it was actually formerly a Kmart.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways.
To be fair, as a queen of Target, she might actually have picked that location herself. You don't know. But as far as for both of us, I know that we've just backed away a lot from engaging in all of that. And, you know, if she attends the opening and is like so excited about it and shows us around or something, I don't know, yeah, maybe I'll get a little hype.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's a little too detached for me to like really care.
Yeah, it's very detached.
Yeah, but
well, let's detach from this conversation.
Let us know. Let's practice detachment. We're getting Buddhist and we are moving on.
We sure are.
To somebody who has detached the first pop album of 2020.
Oh, that was the best segue of the episode.
It really was. We're really getting
our creativity. We're getting back into it. Sorry, my brain's been fried.
The Spanish and a Bobby herself, Miss Selena Gomez, born Legendary Go Mesmerizing, has released her first album in 5 years called Rare, an album about being rare. So I have a lot of thoughts about it, as no one is surprised, but I know you got to listen to it.
I did.
Okay.
Like I said earlier, I had no idea what was going on in the world the past week.
Of course.
But I did see the video for Rare.
For Rare.
And I love the shot where it's like the lasers are projected on her.
Yeah.
The glitter. Very into the whole aesthetic of it.
Kind of reminds me of Britney's Ethereal Jungle Onyx Hotel Every Time photo of her being against the plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that look.
Yeah.
Mixed with Kacey Musgraves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. I liked her having her little ethereal flowery fantasy. Rare, it just sort of like evokes like a rare flower or something, or rare, I don't know. But yeah, I'm definitely into the album. I'm into it for her. I watched her 45-minute interview with Zane Lowe, where she talked about it. And that kind of helped me. I feel like for every pop artist, you can have different experiences with it based on how much you interact with that actual artist. And if you listen to them talk about it for an hour, you have a different perspective on it than just going in cold and listening on Spotify. She's really well spoken about it. She's clearly gone through a lot in the 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Since
Revival.
The one that's like Glory.
Mm-hmm. And that was Hands to Myself. Good for You.
Survivors.
Yeah.
Bop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She reteamed with Justin Tranter and Julia Michaels for this album.
Oh.
Which is, it feels very similar, very Glory. Spiritual. Totally. Yes, if you weren't on the Glory train, Britney specifically said that she was inspired by Revival, teamed up with Justin and Julia, who were also working with her up until whenever on what would have been B10. Who knows where that all is, but...
Do we think that Britney is streaming Rare?
Probably. I would like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely likes Selena, that's for sure.
She probably is, honestly.
I think so. And I also think some of those songs could have even been for Britney.
Yeah.
You know, if the sessions went ass up because of everything, it's possible.
Oh my God, she'll get some Rare B-sides.
Yes.
We stand.
We stand. Of course we stand. But like, Good For You is Just Love Me.
That's not true. Just Love Me is the best song on Glory. Nothing compares.
Yes. The album is basically about, she never name drops him personally, but she, in that 45-minute interview especially, she's like, I finally got something out of my life. She says she's removed something toxic from her life and Lose You to Love Me. I mean, she's talking about Justin Bieber, and this is her album where she has a fresh slate from all of that.
Were they still together when Revival came out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Heart Wants What It Wants was basically like, accepting that she went back to him.
That was on Revival too?
It was right before.
Okay.
It was 2014.
That's a bop.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like with Selena, I have no concept of the albums. I know all the songs, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's, like, become a serious albums artiste now. I think she's found what works for her, which is, we know she's not Whitney Houston. We've watched the AMA's performance. But I should say, like, in her teeny bop years, like, A Year Without Rain, she is yelping. Like, she's singing on that. It's not... Nobody's saying she's a vocal legend, but, like, she found that this whisper pop works for her. And it's not... I'm not even being shady. It's just, like, that sound works for her.
Oh, I love whisper pop.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Basically Paris Hilton.
Totally. So, I think she found her groove musically. Do I miss Naturally, Round and Round?
Year
Love You
Rain.
Like a Love Song? Of course. But a part of that is like, okay, old gay. Like, that was a moment in time. Like, all those, the bops at that time. And music doesn't sound like that anymore.
No.
It's like hard to embrace, but this is the sound of pop now. It doesn't quite go off.
No, it doesn't.
But she does some really cool things on the album, like Dance Again. And then I think the song Vulnerable is one of my favorite Selena Gomez songs now. I can write an essay about it. Vulnerable is like dreamy, melancholy, synth, everything to me. It's so good.
I stand forever. What is a Selena Gomez stand called?
A Selenator.
Okay, so the Selenator is jumping out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have Off the Chain played at least my first wedding. So I...
Off the Chain?
She had a song way back, 2010, called Off the Chain. It was on one of the albums.
Oh.
When she was with The Scene. She's no longer. It's just like a love song, and I stan. I've always said it's my wedding song. So that's going to be jumping out at least my first wedding. And,
wow. Great.
And
well, I can't judge. I've always said that I want When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers.
Right, exactly.
Wedding song, so whatever.
It's not the wedding. It's going to be a wedding song. But she does a lot of cool vocal techniques, vocal production on it, and weird blips and noises.
I enjoy the sounds of Let Me Get Me.
Yes.
The beats.
That one reminds me of Me and My Girls from Revival. I don't know if you heard that one, but that's like, it's like a...
Is that the one where it's like,
me and
that's
my girls.
My girls. That's
that is
my girls.
Of course, your favorite artist, Canola, and the other four harmonies. Oh, no. I think it was only four harmonies at that time.
Oh.
No. Maybe not. Nope. Might have been all five.
Okay. Well, I like that song. Whatever it is, I like
that's
that
That's my
one.
Girl.
Yeah.
No, this is Me and My Girls.
Is that one was like, and, isn't that right? Isn't that it?
That's my girls. Girl. Yeah.
That's my
Yeah, okay. Wow. That's all five of them. I'm reminiscing. 7:27.
I don't even know what fucking day it is today.
Yep.
So I'm so sorry to everyone listening that is like, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is.
No, it's amazing. It's good.
I can't tell a difference between left and right.
Because I'm like dredging up songwriters and you're like, who? Yeah.
And I'm not even meaning it to be like,
no,
I literally just like my,
I think we find a balance between me being way too deep into this and probably most of the casual listeners being like, okay, I know she's from Disney.
Right.
Yeah.
My, as we have called my frame of reference, all of the cylinders are not firing today.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I get it. I think it's controversial to say, but I think she's not in almost any way, but I do think she's kind of Britney for that generation. As far as people care about her personal relationship with another Justin, people care about her. She's the kind one. She's the sweet pop princess. And I think like there are shades of that with her. And she goes through so many like struggles with dealing with fame and stuff. I just kind of feel like she's the one that...
Right, like she's not out...
And I'm not talking dancing.
Causing problems
right.
with other people.
Right.
Like I'm how not... Britney's a sweetheart and angel.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I mean
it.
By it. I definitely am not talking about like output or anything like that. I just mean how they're considered. Whereas if anything, Demi would be the Christina and it makes sense that they collaborated.
Oh my God. Iconic.
Like big voice, a big attitude.
Mm-hmm. No filter.
No filter. Like I just.
Okay. That is so true.
I kind of just see that. And then Miley to me is Madonna, like for the girls, but I don't actually mean she's.
Oh my God. We need all six to collab. That's right.
Well, yes.
Six people, right?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
We do. We basically need the Hollywood performance with the new girls. I would honestly, that would be
oh my
pretty
God.
Fierce. Yeah. And everyone's going to get mad about both. I don't mean they're exactly the same at all. I just mean like the way that they're perceived.
Right.
It's like Selena definitely, because she's like the sweetheart, I feel. And there's some, like people get mad about why she's so popular because obviously she's not a Whitney Houston vocally and she doesn't really dance. But I think there's that X factor in a way that Britney has. Whereas I know Britney's a legend with dancing and everything, but I just think that kind of vibe
no,
is
I get
similar.
What you say.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was like her, she says it's like purging all of that. She got into behavioral something therapy. That's been working for her. She got on medication, talked about mental illness.
Is this all in the interview that you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What is it again?
With Zane Lowe. That's like the Beats Apple guy.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored yet. And it's just pretty candid. And yeah, she just talks about all of that. She talks about how she feels like mental health education should be in all schools and how she brought up an interesting study that kids who are 14... have the same anxiety as 40-year-olds did in the 50s. They did a study that like that checks out. Everyone's anxious as fuck. Everyone's got anxiety and depression. all the teens. She goes in on the social media aspect of it.
Well, yeah, that's it. Like, yeah. We had AOL Instant Messenger.
Right, very different.
And do you remember how people would harass you on AOL?
Right.
And stuff? But right. Now you have Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
So many more things.
She talked about how she had to step away for, I think she said 2 years, because first, she was like, first of all, I saw everything I shouldn't see about myself. But then also, there would be these accounts that would piece apart every part of my body, every decision I've ever made, and there were accounts dedicated to them. And she was so frustrated and being like, you don't know me at all, that she just totally, it wasn't healthy for her. Which, I mean, every pop star certainly has that. That's,
she's also a huge victim of deepfakes.
Yeah.
Was it Shane Dawson that did it? Was it in one of his conspiracy videos?
Oh, maybe.
Where he talked about deepfakes, and there was the woman who looks like Selena.
Yeah.
People deep faked Selena's face mm-hmm. onto her,
mm-hmm.
right? And she was like the most popular, how do you say it? Most popularly deep faked celebrity
yeah.
in terms of photos and videos.
Yeah, which is scary. And
which is horrifying.
Yeah, she's surely seen far too much. I sympathize with her on that aspect. And the album, to me, feels very much like a sigh of relief for her that she finally pushed this out and purged emotions. It's very much, it's self-love, but it's far less cheesy than, like, she had a song called Who Says, and I feel like this is a much...
That's a bop, too.
That is a bop, but I feel like this is a little more mature self-love. That's good.
Wow. I like the song People You Know.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I can relate to this.
Exactly. That one is from People You Know to People... Who did that one? Anyway, that one's great. Bebe Rexha wrote one of the songs.
Which one?
The Crowded Room.
Did that song go number one for 50 fucking weeks?
It's about to.
Oh my God. I feel like if I was a pop star, I would be Bebe Rexha.
You absolutely would
be. Do you guys agree?
You are literally, I know she's from Long Island, but she might as well be Jersey. And I mm-hmm. feel like you are the Bebe Rexha.
Literally. If I was a pop star, I would be fucking Bebe Rexha.
T-Rexha.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would literally be T-Rexha.
God. An inflatable dinosaur outfit. Telling people off.
If you agree with our assessment that I would be Bebe Rexha if I were a queen of pop, please tweet us T-Rexha.
Yes.
Just
or
comment.
Like a dinosaur emoji.
Yes. Dinosaur emojis and T-Rexha.
God.
Oh my. Because I'm literally the person who's like... That song went number one for 50 fucking weeks.
And to be honest, you are the same in that, like, Bebe wrote a lot of shit and she gets mad because she doesn't get a lot of credit for that, but she literally does write a lot of hits. And so I feel like you are sometimes underappreciated for your things that go viral online and people steal them and shit. So I feel like
that
you're just
true.
Bebe. And you're like, I made that fucking gif
that
for 50
was,
weeks.
Yeah. That was on Vine for 50 fucking weeks. Before you stole it and uploaded
wow.
it.
I've never seen you represented so well in a pop star.
But like, seriously though.
It's true.
Power bitch moves. me this week.
You with a Dunkin' Donuts walking down Ninth Avenue.
Me with my medium iced coffee black walking down the hallway at tonight show.
Power bitch moves.
Power bitch moves.
Can you move? Carol G's coming.
Trips and falls.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Highly recommend the album. Don't go into it expecting up-tempo, crazy EDM bops or anything. But it's also not boring. I think it's interesting. I think she makes some of the most interesting of the new girls pop. Because they do a lot with her. So, I'm into it.
Oh my God, wait. Same, I agree. But I just got a notification. Let me just check this to see if it happened. 1 second. Sorry. We now interrupt this experience to hopefully see that something was posted that should have been posted. Okay, yes. It's happening. Okay. Wig. So this is, we're recording this Saturday, 24 hours before you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Will Smith's socials, follow him on Instagram and TikTok. I think it's happening right now. It might be up.
It literally is up right now.
Well, that's
on TikTok.
That's the behind. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, let me pull it up.
Caption exposed. It happened an hour ago.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Well, does TikTok have notifications? I'm literally that old lady who's like, hey everyone, I got the TikToks. Oh my God. There it is.
Perfect loop.
Wait.
I'm no way I'm early. This is lit. Yeah, keep doing this.
Perfect. Oh my God. Wig! My first facilitated social shoot at my new job has been posted to Will Smith's TikTok.
Legends only.
Oh my God, I need a nap. I need a nap. Oh my God, I'm so happy. That was just live.
What's a lot that? Went into that.
What's that video where it's like, we're doing it live?
Yep.
Oh wait, no, that's yeah,
that's
like
that it's
that's a reference from somewhere.
What's his name? Hannity?
I don't know. It's like, we're doing it live.
Yep. Fuck, we're doing it live.
Yeah. So you all just literally just got my live real reaction yes. to the thing I had to facilitate on my literal third day of work. Oh my God, I am so happy. I'm going to sleep. Bye.
Bye.
I could cry. I'm so happy. What are we talking? Everyone's listening.
Oh, right. We're still on the air. you just had a successful release and I don't know. Ew, not like that.
Release me.
Oh, Agnes,
me.
20 years of Agnes coming
release
soon.
Release the Mama. TikTok. I've been shaking since whatever day that was.
Now you can breathe.
I want to eat.
Okay, well, that too.
Breathe and eat. And sleep.
Yeah.
Back to basics.
Back to basics. Back to regular scheduled. I don't even actually know our topic.
Back to the regularly
topic.
Scheduled episode of Legends Only. I apologize, everyone. So rude of me to...
Well, we had other break. We had a different kind of break.
Oh, we did.
We did. Wow, my transitions this episode.
We had a break up.
Break up. Breaking news happened just before this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffree Star, controversial legend of YouTube, announced that he and his boyfriend Nathan have broken up after 5 years, right after moving into a giant mansion.
Yes. Literally moving into one of the largest houses I've ever seen.
And now it's real empty.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say he moved in his family, so that's nice. But he sat on his very gigantic pink bed with all the palms and the dogs.
Yeah.
Who are breathing so heavy throughout.
I know.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's like this really sad, somber video. Yeah. You just hear... Could you imagine if we did that? Like, if I just had a dog and it was sitting the whole time, you're like... And then you just go like...
They're, like, walking all over the bed. He's, like, crying. It's really... It's something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel terrible.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh
at
someone's heartbreak.
It's just that the setup of the video was, you know, when you put animals into a situation like that, they're not gonna...
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, this is going to give drama channels enough fuel to last the whole rest of the month.
I know. They're going to be counting their AdSense coins through February.
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day.
Because
gifts.
Then comes the other side of this, which is like, what really happened? And like, here's the actual tea. And they can
Well, you know what I heard?
Well, what did you hear?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. Well.
No idea.
You know, he said that it was mutual or, well, he made it sound mutual. And he said that Nathan just couldn't handle the spotlight, never wanted to be in the spotlight, but was supportive. They went through a lot of things together, and it just...
I would have a fucking anxiety attack living in that house.
Living his life is just... I don't understand how he operates. Like,
I would just be so nervous that someone was going to break in my house.
Yeah, maybe he got into the house. He's like, I can't live here. Someone's going to break in. I gotta go.
I mean, that's what I would be thinking.
It's
also,
a lot.
Also, isn't his bed like the size of two California Kings?
Yes.
That's scary.
It's scary to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, first love.
What I'm terrified.
But
thank God for meditation.
Yes. Thank God for that. And
Michael Seely on YouTube, not sponsored. Someone did DM me and thank me for the recommendation. So I'm going to make it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll get into that too. And we hope that Jeffree gets into some meditation in his giant meditation and gym spa room.
So. Oh, yes. The one that's downstairs.
Yeah. We know exactly where it is because he showed us. So. That's not creepy. Yeah, so that's the big YouTube shakeup, but I have a feeling it will reverberate throughout the community. Clean slate, Selena Gomez rare, Jeffree breakup, everyone's starting fresh.
Karina Kaboom is getting in her freezer and she's ready to
Rich
make her Lux video.
Rich Lux is putting on the clown makeup and we are getting ready to start 2020.
Oh, Karina Kaboom. This is a place for legends, okay? Does anyone else know Karina Kaboom?
If you know Karina Kaboom, please let us know. It's been like our private like
Brad thing. And I have been watching Karina Kaboom and we always send like screen grabs and photos and like everything. And we always make jokes because it sounds like some of her videos, there's like the kind of like Jeffrey's where there's the hum and the dogs panting. In hers, it sounds like she's in a freezer.
She's in a freezer.
So we're always like, Karina Kaboom's in a freezer again.
With her nail polish.
With her nail polish behind her.
And her, the dolls.
We stan.
We absolutely do.
See, we need something iconic like that.
We do. We need a setup like that, for sure.
Well, everyone can imagine it.
Yeah.
We need like a mascot.
We do. Mm-hmm. The Legends Only Fans mascot.
Yeah.
New beginnings all around, really.
Literally.
Yeah.
First pop album of 2020.
First breakup of 2020. First new job 2020.
New job 2020. I am 42 and a half pounds lighter.
And I'm 31 and partying.
Welcome to the club.
Well, for one night out, but that was enough for me for the year.
I mean, who are we?
I think we're brave new girls.
We're going to step outside, uncover our eyes. Who knew I could? Am I alive?
Good question. That was actually the tentative name of this episode.
Brave New Girls.
No, are we alive?
Oh, yeah. Well, what else happened that we could share with the girls before we sign out on this lovely Monday?
Mm-hmm.
A day of rest, but not for me.
Not for you.
Well, speaking of legends and this episode and things, the time you're hearing this, I'm going to be pitching for the legend we just talked about, Selena Gomez. So everyone say prayers that my pitch happens. I'll let you know.
Oh my God.
If it does, I'll post it on my Instagram story.
Very excited.
It's a really fucking chic idea.
Okay.
And I hope that it happens. So it might be happening right now. You're listening to this. I'm currently shaking.
Wow. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. True. All right. Yeah, I guess that's about it. And we'll have new music coming soon from the likes of Halsey, and Miss Dula Peep is coming with something. And who else? Kesha.
Yes, I'm excited for Kesha.
And
I have a good feel. I feel like Rihanna, like R9 has to happen.
I know.
Like it's just.
Oh, that's the latest R9. 24/7 R9 watch.
24/7 R9 watch.
The latest news is that Shaggy. Did you hear about this?
No, but
Shaggy was asked to be on the album at some point.
He's hot.
And he turned it down because he was going to have to audition for it or something to that effect. And he did not want to do that. You know, he is a legend in his own right, but I do still think that he probably should have just done that.
Right.
But you know what? It's fine. It does make me think that she's definitely going dance hall, definitely going, you know, in that vibe. I mean, to have Shaggy, I think, means something, maybe. So, we'll see.
See me at the audition? Wasn't me. That was the right reference, right?
It was.
Okay, good. I just thought of that. That was improv. Thank you.
So, yeah, it's not here yet, and people are already not making the final cut of the album by their own choice. We're going to have to wait and see some more for R9.
I hope we get a new Kygo album in 2019.
Well, it's...
Shit. Fuck.
I hope we never have 2019 again.
Oh, my God. I hope we get another Kygo album in 2020. Because it's about time.
It is about time.
Because Kids in Love was 17, right? Yeah.
It is about time, actually.
So, it ain't me.
Oh, more Selena.
There you go.
There we go.
All our legends are connected in some way.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it. And I'm ready for future nostalgia, too. Not to keep harping on Miss Peep, but I'm very excited for that. I think it's going to be wall-to-wall bangers. I do. I think she's going to be like giving us the dance disco that we want.
Yeah. So. We would like to dance again.
Oh, there we go. And I do think Gaga will, too. I think she learned her lesson. I think she loves Joanne, but I do think she's like probably coming back. If you haven't watched it, she did an hour-long interview with Oprah. Stephanie Germanotta herself made an appearance at Oprah's World Tour, or whatever this is called, the 2020 Vision Tour, I believe, a day of workshops and healing and energy and
and legend.
Julianne Hough doing like dance instruction / meditation / cult stuff. Gaga.
Hey, don't.
Oh, no. No.
Don't come for the meditation.
No, I'm into it. It did. A video went around on Twitter that looked a little suspect. But, you know, if you just like cut out a piece of a meditation, it could look a little culty. But.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like sometimes it's like, and sleep. Now.
Right. Like, if, well, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. But it works. Fine.
So Gaga was the special guest, and she was very candid about having a psychotic break and about not being able to walk afterward and how it was connected to her chronic pain and fibromyalgia and all of this stuff and just trauma from the past. And she really was very open about a lot of stuff. It's still Gaga being Gaga, but she talks a bit about why she created Gaga from Stephanie and where she eventually could not figure out the difference between the two, and then her sense of reality just like blew up in her face. And yeah, she talks about just really, really going through it. And I don't know, it's like I said with the Selena thing, it's you have a different experience of an artist when you actually just hear them talk for an hour.
Yeah,
have more compassion and sympathy and empathy. And you know, all the jokes we make about Gaga, it's always just, you know, that's the art of it. Like the art side of what she does, which is awesome, always over the top, extreme, dramatic, whatever you're going to say about it, is like, that's that part that we can make fun of. I don't really...
Well, it's not even making fun
not
of
even
it.
Make fun, think, but we can make light of, and we can have fun with what she creates.
Well, right. And at the end of the day, I think for stan culture, yeah, the idea of all these pop stars is they are characters.
Yes.
And they are these figures, and there's fun that you can have with that. It's just it doesn't have to get so serious with like the actually harassing people. And
right,
you know, like there's a like stan Twitter is fun with the references and the memes, and like all of that is fun. It's different when it becomes like you're gonna dox someone and like harass someone
or taking it too personally or feeling as though you are involved in their lives in a way that is like, we've been presented with a certain image of all of them. Mm-hmm. And it's like
reminds me of wrestling back in the day.
Absolutely. Like, it's like you have
pop stars are like wrestlers. Yeah. Not like, you know, do you get what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
It's all,
you're being it's entertainment. It's we're having fun.
Perfect illusion.
It's literally a perfect illusion.
It wasn't real.
So, and I do think with, you know, unfortunately in stan Twitter, sometimes it gets lost in translation.
Oh, does it?
Oh.
Stan Twitter?
I never experienced that personally. So it's always good to watch the person behind the persona
right
talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, I recommend that for a little bit.
And
of
I would love
super
that more
soul
in 2020 too.
Oh, some like compassion and understanding.
Compassion. I think.
Definitely.
For like all of these people.
I think
I want people to give Britney a little more compassion. Mm-hmm. I want them to fucking leave her alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would rather just let them live their lives than feel as though I need to impose.
You know, life is a complicated thing.
It sure
is. And all
of
this is very complicated.
And if you only knew behind the scenes, like for everybody's life, even new jobs, everything. Things are, there's so much behind the scenes.
Someone said to me recently, they said, we are all complex creatures and feelings matter.
Ooh.
And I was like, yeah. But like, actually, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit of compassion for the person behind the mask.
Yeah. The masked songer.
The masked song. Which, by the way, this reference will go, you won't even care. Nicola Roberts from Girls Aloud is on The Masked Singer UK.
Oh, I did see you tweeting about that.
And I'm having a panic attack about it. But that's a whole other thing. If you care, if you're one of the 10, and you do message me and I appreciate it. If you're one of the 10 who cares about Girls Aloud, I wrote about it, but also like watch that. And you could tell her voice within like 4 seconds. That's the thing about that show is like, if they have a distinct voice, there's no hiding it.
Right.
So.
Is she a part of the group, The Girls Aloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So before we sign off, because I feel like in our next Patreon bonus episode, which if you didn't listen to last week, we are going to do like an album swap with each other.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like yours is going to be a Girls Aloud album.
It's not. I know. Okay. It's in the same vein, but it's not.
Because I almost kind of like cheated and was going to start my research early because I was like, I really don't want to look dumb because I usually look dumb.
No, I'm still throwing you a curveball, but it's like in the same vein.
Okay.
Are we announcing them now?
No, because I still don't know mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's going to be our next Patreon bonus episode for whenever we get an opportunity to do it.
Okay.
Stand by. We will make it happen somehow.
Ready for it.
Patreon.com/legendsonly.
And thank you once again, everyone who's already subscribed as a Legends Only fan.
Yes. There is an emotion deep dive that we just did.
There is. And this one will be coming up soon with our little album swap.
We're going to give each other an album that would not normally be listened to by the other person. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to listen to it for a week.
Yep.
And do a deep dive into it.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh my God, I have to think of a really good one because you know everything.
I mean, there are certain...
I'll pull it off.
There are certain genres I...
If I could pull this week off, I can do anything.
Yes, you can do this.
I'll figure it out.
Yes, you can.
You
will.
Make it work, bitch.
All right, well, I guess that's probably...
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're hungry.
So...
It's good for this week.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah. I guess we'll...
Well, Moomoo's is going to LA at some point.
Yeah, I don't know when, but probably in 2 weeks.
Okay, great. So... let's just say this. We appreciate you all being flexible with us.
Oh, yes.
Through this journey.
Yes. We call life.
Yes. You understand that, you know, we have insane schedules and we still.
That go down and up and down.
Yeah. And we try to get together and have these fun moments and share them with you and discuss legends and.
Basically work with us.
Yeah. Basically, don't be mad if we something happens.
Yeah.
But we're making sure that it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna work around it.
We like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Yeah. And on that note. Happy New Year.
Happy mid-January.
Happy second week of January. We hope you survived your first week back to work.
Yeah.
Bitch. And we will see you soon.
See you soon. Great.
Well, hopefully I don't sound like too much of an idiot. Bye, Gloria, on iTunes. Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.